Welcome back, everyone. We're diving deep today, really deep, and it's all about thinking and acting locally. But get this, we're looking at it through economics.
Economics.
Yep. Specifically, we're cracking open human action. It's a book by Ludwig von Mises.
Oh, yeah, that one's a bit of a beast.
It is. It is a real doorstop. But you know what? It's absolutely bursting with these incredible insights that I think are going to resonate with a lot of you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, human action, it lays down some like fundamental truths about how markets actually work.
Yeah.
And for us, especially today, talking about thinking and acting locally, it's like looking at how those market forces play out right here in our community.
Exactly. That's the connection we're making because, you know, a lot of folks, I think, hear the word economics and their eyes kind of glaze over.
It can be a little dry.
Yeah, right? Like they're thinking graphs and equations. But Mises, he doesn't start there.
No, not at all.
He starts with something we can all get behind. Human action. What do you think?
Oh, I love that. It's so basic, right? Like his whole argument is that economics, it's not just about money or things. It's about understanding why people do what they do, why they make the choices they make.
It's about motivation.
Totally. I mean, every purchase we make, the job we take, every business, you know, opening, closing it, it all boils down to these human actions driven by our own wants and needs.
It's like zooming in on the individuals.
Yeah.
Instead of looking at this giant economic machine, we're focusing on the people turning the gears.
Exactly. And that's what Mises calls methodological individualism, right?
Go ahead, methodological individualism.
Yeah. It's this idea that to really get how the economy works, you got to start with those individual choices, not just the big trends.
You know?
Like, think of it like traffic. If you want to know why everyone's backed up, you don't just look at the massive cars, do you?
No.
You look at what each driver did that got them stuck there in the first place.
That's such a good analogy.
Yeah.
So help me connect this now, these individual choices, to thinking locally. Mm-hmm. How's that play out?
Okay, so think about it. Even though we're all part of this, you know, giant economic system, our local economy is shaped by the choices we make right here at home.
It's like a microcosm.
It is. The businesses we go to, the skills we work on, the way we invest in our community, it all adds up, you know, creates this economic landscape we live in.
So it's not all dictated by some far-off force.
Not at all. We have agency.
That's really empowering.
Right. That's where thinking and acting locally becomes super powerful. Like, we can't control what the Federal Reserve does, but we can choose to spend our money at the local farmer's market instead of some big chain store.
I see what you mean.
We can volunteer, mentor new business owners, support initiatives that create jobs right here in our own backyard.
It's amazing to think about these little actions adding up.
Oh, they do. They totally do. It creates this ripple effect.
Absolutely. Now, Mises, he also talks about value being subjective.
Right, as he does, and that's a big one.
Break that down for us. Why is that so important?
Okay, so think of something like gold, right?
Gold, all right.
It's shiny, yeah, but is it actually useful? Like iron builds things.
Right, you can't really build a bridge out of gold.
Right, but gold, historically, it's been valuable. Why? Because people think it is.
I get it. It's all about perception.
It is. Mises is saying value isn't some fixed thing. It's determined by people, by what they're willing to exchange for it.
So to one person, a handmade craft is priceless, but to someone else, it's junk.
Exactly. And that's crucial to understanding how markets function, you know?
How so?
Prices, they're not just random numbers. They reflect what people want, what they're willing to pay within a specific market.
It's all connected. Now, Mises also says history is important, but it can't tell us everything about economics. Why is that?
Right. So history is great for facts, but it doesn't always give us the why. Let's say a historian sees potato prices plummeted in 18, whatever. That's a fact, but it doesn't explain the economic forces behind it.
We need more.
Exactly. We need theory, you know, the study of human action to figure out why those prices tanked. Was it a huge harvest? Did people stop wanting potatoes? Did the government do something?
So history gives us the what, but economic theory gives us the why.
Bingo. And that why is crucial if we want to make smart choices about our local economy. We can't just assume what worked somewhere else or back in the day will work for us now.
Right. Every situation's different.
Totally. We need to understand our specific conditions, what people need and want right here, right now.
It's like taking those broad economic principles and then getting hyper-local.
Exactly. You got it. And hey, speaking of local, if you're finding this exploration of human action helpful, head over to our website, thinkandactlocally.com/2. donate.
Yes, your support helps us keep these deep dives going, and it helps us reach more people who are passionate about their communities.
The link's in the show notes. Now let's shift gears a bit. Mises spends a lot of time on money.
Money, money, money.
Right, but not just in the let's go shopping sense.
Deeper than that.
Way deeper. He sees it as this tool that makes complex economic calculations even possible.
I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Imagine bartering for everything. Groceries, your rent, a car, chaos.
Oh yeah, that'd be a nightmare.
Right. Money, it gives us a common measure of value so we can compare things, make smart decisions, and plan for the future.
It's like a universal language everyone in the market understands.
Precisely. Yeah. And without that language, things fall apart.
So it's more than just those bills in our wallet.
Oh yeah, it's the backbone of the whole system.
Okay, but how does this tie back to thinking locally? Do our money choices really matter at that level?
Oh, they do, big time. Think about where you bank, for example. Do you go with a local credit union that invests in your community or a massive bank that might send your money who knows where?
I see your point.
Every financial choice we make, where we shop, how we invest, it impacts how money flows through our local economy.
I'm starting to rethink my own habits now. Now, Mises was a big critic of socialism. That might seem far removed from our local focus, but is there a connection there?
There totally is. See, one of his main points against centrally planned economies, which a lot of people connect to socialism, is that they lack the price signals a free market gives us.
Those signals are important.
Super important. Without them, central planners have no clue what things are really worth.
Ah, so it goes back to that economic calculation problem.
It does. And while we might not have full-blown socialism here, we do have government interventions in the market, right?
Like price controls or subsidies.
Exactly. And those things, while often well-intentioned, they can backfire, distort market signals, and end up hurting local businesses and people.
It's about finding the right balance, isn't it?
It is. It is. We have to think critically about these interventions. Weigh the pros and cons, and remember, market forces, they often work best when we let them do their thing.
So understanding how markets work and where their limits are, it's crucial for anyone who wants to think and act locally.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And we're going to dig even deeper into that in part two of our deep dive. We'll be looking at entrepreneurship, competition, and what role the government should have in a market economy.
Can't wait. We'll be right back after a quick break.
All right, welcome back to our deep dive into human action. You know, we're really trying to connect it back to thinking and acting locally.
Yeah, last time we went through some pretty intense stuff. Methodological individualism, subjective value, that whole thing about money being crucial for calculating the economy.
It was a lot, I know. But it's fascinating stuff when you start thinking about it, right?
It is, it is. And it made me see how those ideas actually show up in our daily lives, especially like right here in our community, you know?
That's the goal, bridging that gap, the theory, and actually doing something with it.
Totally. So where do we go from here? What else did Mises talk about that can help us think and act locally in a way that actually makes a difference?
Well, he was super into entrepreneurship.
Entrepreneurship, okay.
He saw it as like the force for progress, for making things better, for prosperity, the whole nine yards. But he wasn't just talking about starting businesses, though that's definitely part of it.
There's more to it.
Oh, yeah. Right. For Mises, it was more like a mindset, a way of looking at the world. You know what I mean?
Okay, so what is that entrepreneurial mindset? What does that look like? Paint me a picture.
So it's about always looking for opportunities. Right. For ways to improve things, to solve problems, to create something valuable where there wasn't anything before.
It's kind of like an inventor.
Kind of. But it's more than that. Entrepreneurs, they see potential where everyone else just sees roadblocks. They take risks. They try things out. They're not afraid to mess up and learn from it.
So it's not just about making a buck. It's about making things better in general.
Exactly. A better product, a better way to do things, a better service. And that spirit, it pops up everywhere, not just in business.
Oh, I see. Give me an example. Where else do you see it?
Think about people organizing in your community, right?
Yeah.
They find creative ways to tackle local problems. Or teachers, inspiring the next generation of thinkers and doers, you know? Or even just volunteers who are putting in the time and energy to make our community better just because they care.
That's awesome. So basically, we all have a little bit of entrepreneur in us.
We do. If we can tap into that problem-solving, opportunity spotting way of thinking.
That's a cool way to look at it. And that connects right back to thinking and acting locally, doesn't it?
It totally does. We can all contribute to making our local economy stronger, more vibrant, you know, by using that entrepreneurial spirit to see what our community needs and finding ways to fill those gaps. It could be starting a business, but it could also be just supporting those local initiatives or even being an active, engaged citizen.
It's like we're all part of this big team.
We are.
That's really empowering. Now, I know Mises was also a big fan of competition, which honestly, a lot of people see as a bad thing, like it's cutthroat or that only the strongest survive.
Yeah, it gets a bad rap.
But he saw it differently, right?
He did. Mises thought that when competition was fair, you know, everyone playing by the same rules, it actually pushed us to be better, to be more efficient. You know, to figure out what works best.
So it forces us to innovate.
It does. Think about it. We have this crazy amount of choices today for everything. Smartphones, craft breweries, online courses, whatever you can think of.
And that's because businesses are trying to outdo each other.
Exactly. They're competing to give us what we want to be the best, to solve our problems better than the next guy.
It's not just about crushing the competition.
No, it's about constantly getting better.
That actually benefits everyone, then.
It really does. And don't forget, this isn't just happening with big companies. It's happening right here in our local communities, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Every small business is trying to figure out how to stand out.
Right. That local coffee shop starts a new rewards program. The bookstore does author readings. That new restaurant, they're getting all their ingredients from local farms.
They're all finding their niche.
They are. They're responding to that pressure from their competition in ways that actually make things better for us, the customer.
And that makes our local economy stronger.
Exactly. Competition pushes everyone to up their game, to offer something truly unique, something that we value.
It's a win-win, really.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about the government? What role does Mises see for them in all this? I know he was big on limited government intervention. But did he think they should just stay completely out of the economy?
Well, he was definitely a fan of keeping things limited, but he didn't think the government had no role at all.
So it's not as simple as government is bad or government is good.
Way more nuanced than that.
Nuance is good.
It is. Mm-hmm. Mises saw the government's main job as protecting our individual rights, making sure contracts are followed, upholding the law, that kind of thing. Basically creating a fair playing field where everyone, individuals and businesses, can interact freely without getting cheated or taken advantage of.
So setting the rules of the game, but then letting the players play.
Exactly. He was worried that when governments try to tinker too much, you know, with price controls or subsidies or a ton of regulations, it messes things up.
It's like throwing a wrench in the gears.
It is. It distorts those price signals we talked about earlier, and then you get all these unintended consequences.
So it might backfire.
Oh, it can. It can. Sometimes even hurting the very people those interventions were supposed to help.
Can you give me an example of that? Something that might happen in our community?
Sure. Let's say there's rent control, right? Sounds good, make housing more affordable, but it can actually lead to fewer new apartments being built.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, so then there are fewer places to live, and it becomes harder for people to find somewhere decent. Or think about zoning laws that say what kind of businesses can be in a certain area.
Those can be tricky.
They can. They might want to keep the neighborhood feeling a certain way, but it also might stop new businesses from opening up, especially ones that cater to a wider range of people and needs.
It's tough, right? You want to protect people, but you also want the market to be able to do its thing.
It's a constant balancing act.
It is. It's something we always need to be thinking about, especially those of us who want to be making a difference locally.
Right. Thinking and acting locally means understanding how these economic principles actually work, how our choices, both as individuals and as a community, really do shape what happens around us.
This is giving me a lot to consider.
Me too. And hey, if anyone listening is feeling the same way, if you're finding this deep dive helpful, we'd love for you to support our show.
Yeah, head over to thinkandactlocally.com/donate.
Any contribution helps us keep having these conversations, reach more people. The link's down in the show notes, easy peasy. So we've talked a lot about the downsides of the government meddling in the market, but I know some folks would say, hey, sometimes it is necessary, right? Like to protect consumers or workers or the environment.
There are arguments on both sides.
Oh, for sure. And Mises, he got that. He understood those concerns. But he really believed that even when we have good intentions, those interventions, they often have unintended consequences, things we didn't see coming.
It could backfire, like we were saying.
Exactly. He thought the market driven by our individual choices and that price system, usually did a better job at using resources wisely and coming up with new ideas.
It's like it has a mind of its own.
It kind of does. So it's about finding that balance again, right? Protecting people, but also letting the market do its thing. It is. It is a constant back and forth, figuring out where that sweet spot is.
It takes a lot of thought.
Yeah.
An understanding of how the economy actually works, not just how we wish it worked.
You got it. And that's why this deep dive has been so valuable. It's giving us the tools to think critically about those tough choices we face.
Absolutely. Now, I know we still have one more piece of this economic puzzle to look at.
We do.
Money, inflation, and the dangers of, what was it?
Economic interventionism.
Yeah, that's the one. Big words, but important stuff.
It is. We're going to unpack all that in the final part of our deep dive. We'll talk about how Mises' ideas can help us navigate this crazy modern economy, especially right here at the local level. Stick with us.
All right. Welcome back to the deep dive. We're wrapping up our exploration of Ludwig von Mises' Human Action. Remember, we're trying to figure out what this dense book can teach us about thinking and acting locally, you know, when it comes to economics.
Right. It's been a journey.
It has. Okay. We've talked about so much already, individual choices, entrepreneurs, competition, even how the government fits into all this. Where do we even go from here?
Well, there are a few more nuggets of wisdom from Mises that I think are really, really important for anyone who wants to understand how the economy actually impacts our lives, especially right here at home.
Lay it on me. What haven't we covered yet? What's the big reveal?
Remember how we talked about money being this tool for like calculating in the economy? Well, Mises takes that idea even further. He sees money almost like a language.
A language? Okay, that's a new one. I'm listening. Tell me more.
So, imagine, right? You're a baker. You're trying to figure out how much bread to bake every day.
Lots of variables there.
Tons. And without money, you'd have to guess how much people would want to trade for your loaves. Maybe someone offers you potatoes, someone else a haircut, and someone else says, hey, I'll fix your roof. How do you even begin to compare those things to make a sensible decision?
Yeah, that sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Total chaos. And that's precisely why money is so essential. It's like this common denominator, right?
It simplifies things.
It does. It lets you measure the value of all sorts of different goods and services. So the baker can put a price on their bread and customers can decide, okay, is this loaf worth that price to me? Yes or no?
Makes sense. Yeah. So money greases the wheels, keeps everything running smoothly.
It does. And this is super important when we think about our local economy, right? How money flows through our community that can make or break businesses.
It's all connected.
It really is. Now, speaking of money, we got to talk about inflation.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, it's a big one these days. And Mises, he saw inflation as this distortion of the market. Often he thought it's caused by governments printing too much money.
So too much money chasing too few goods.
Exactly. And when the supply of money grows faster than what we're producing, well, prices go up.
Basic supply and demand.
It is. And the scary part is our money actually loses value.
So it's not just that things cost more, it's that our money itself is worth less.
That's it. And that can mess things up big time.
You can imagine.
It makes it harder for businesses to plan ahead. People are less likely to invest. And in the end, it hurts the people who can least afford it.
It's a vicious cycle.
It can be. And the thing is, a lot of those policies that drive inflation, they happen at the national level, right? So what can we really do locally to protect ourselves?
Look, that's the million-dollar question. If we can't control what the government's doing, how do we navigate this?
Well, we might not control the printing presses, but we can still make our voices heard, right? We can advocate for smarter policies at all levels of government. You know, policies that don't lead to reckless spending and debt, which often fuel inflation.
So think and act locally can also mean looking at those bigger economic forces and trying to influence them.
Totally. And on a more personal level, we can make choices that protect our own finances. Maybe that means finding ways to earn more, making smart investments, or just being more careful with how we spend.
Practical steps. I like it. Now, we've talked a lot about the potential downsides of the government getting involved in the market, but some would argue that some intervention is necessary.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
To protect consumers, workers, or to safeguard the environment, things like that.
Right. And Mises, he got that. He understood those concerns, but he was always worried that those interventions, even when they come from a good place, often have these unintended consequences, you know, and things actually get worse.
Like we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, exactly. He believed that the market, with individuals making choices and that price system doing its thing, it's usually way more effective at distributing resources and coming up with innovative solutions.
So it's about finding that balance again, right?
Yeah.
Protecting people, but also giving the market space to work its magic.
It's a delicate dance, for sure. Requires a lot of thought and a real understanding of both the benefits and the potential pitfalls of government getting involved.
It's not black and white, that's for sure.
Definitely not. This has been such a thought-provoking conversation. I feel like I've learned so much about economics and, even more importantly, how it all connects to what's happening right here in our own backyard.
I'm right there with you. And hey, if our listeners are feeling the same way, if this deep dive has sparked something in you, we encourage you to check out our website, thinkanddactlocally.com/donate.
Every little bit helps us keep these conversations going, you know, reach more people, spread the knowledge.
The link's in the show notes. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, from those tiny individual choices all the way up to the massive forces at play in the market.
It's a lot to take in, but Mises' message at its heart, it's one of hope and empowerment. He believed that when we understand these economic principles, when we really get it, we can make better choices, both individually and as a community.
Choices that lead to a better, more prosperous future for everyone.
Exactly. And it all starts right here, right now, in our own communities.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. Until next time, keep thinking, keep acting, and keep it local.